奉主耶稣圣名，我们晚上啊，就来谈这个七节起啊。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this lesson, important of teaching of the seven feasts.
啊，我们知道这个律例典章都成全在主耶稣基督这个恩典之下啊。
And we know all the law and decorations are being fulfilled by our Lord Jesus.
所以这些条例节起的这些条例也是给我们留下一些属灵的教训。
So these decorations will be a teaching, spiritual teaching for us.
所以我们信徒都应该要明白这节起里面的一些奥秘啊。
And so as a Christian, we must understand the mystery contained.
那七节起都记载在这个利未记二十三章里面啊。
And you can read this beginning chapter 23.
我想我们都在家已经都读过了啊。
And I believe you have read it once.
那从这个二十三章里面，我们可以了解这个节起的几个意义啊。
So chapter 23, we will try and learn some meaning.
圣经里面提到的这些七个节起都是为了要使人得享安息的啊。
And the Bible tells us all these feasts are to enable us to have rest.
所以从这个二十三章里面，这节起里面重复的一再提到什么工都不可做。
And here you can read it repeatedly telling us that you are not to do any work.
在所守的节起我们都能够这个得享安息。
That through all the feasts you can enjoy rest.
第二就是一再提到的要有盛会。
And you must gather as an assembly.
或是严肃会啊。
Or the
盛会。
A secret assembly.
也就是使我们借着这个节期来敬拜神啊。
So that through this feast we can come to worship the Lord.
要能够带领我们子孙全家人一起去敬拜神啊。
And bring all our grandchildren and our children to come together to worship the Lord.
所以每年这个守节期的时候约瑟玛利亚就会带着孩童耶稣上圣殿去守节的啊。
So during the time of this festival, Joseph and Mary would bring the Jesus to this festival.
再来呢就是这个借着这个节期我们纪念神的恩典一方面呢就是为了要感恩啊。
And through this feast we can come to know about the grace of God and also be thankful to him.
所以在二十三章里面一直的提到这个要作为纪念，要定为世世代代永远的定例啊。
And here recorded that it is to be taken as a remembrance and to be remembered through generations after generations.
再来就是借着这个节期节期要吹角出去要悔改，要这个追求成圣要悔改成圣啊。
And through this feast, we are to pursue for repentance.
再来呢，这个借着节期让我们享受喜乐的生活让我们生发一个活泼的盼望
And that we have enjoyed the life and have a living hope.
所以我们参加节期的人就必须要存着敬畏神的心。
So when we come to attend the feast, we must have a fervent heart.
要存着感恩的心，
With a holy heart and with thankfulness.
凭着信心来守节,
and through faith, we will uphold this feast.
当以色列百姓啊, 回来重建圣殿的时候,
and when the Israelites came back to rebuild the Holy Temple,
他们就必须要守节了, 这个我们参考一下这个尼希米记第八章,
and they are to come back to celebrate the festival. So look at Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. From verse 1 to verse 8.
到了七月啊，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的广阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借着摩西传给以色列人的 律法书带来，七月一日，这个祭司以斯拉将律法书就带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。第三节，在水门前的宽阔处，从早清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前 来读这律法书，众民侧耳听，第四节。文士以斯拉就站在为这事特备的这个木台上，马他提亚、士马、亚奈亚、乌利亚、希勒加以及马西亚。 站在他的右边，那再来就是比大雅、米沙利、马基亚、哈顺、哈巴大拿、这个撒加利亚，还有米苏南站在他的左边。 第五节，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉就颂赞耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说阿们，就低头面伏以地敬拜耶和华。 亚述亚，以下再看过第八节。
Skip to verse 8.
他们清清楚楚的念神的律法书，他左右这些人讲明意思，是百姓明白所念的。第九节。9。生长尼希米啊，和 做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的立位人，对众民说：“今天是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。”这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了，又对他们说：“你们去吃这个肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他。” 因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。于是立位人使众民静默说：“今天是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。”众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Here it tells us when the Israelites came back and after building the temple, they observe these festivals.
因为我们纪念神的一方面呢，就感念神的恩典。
Besides giving thanks to God and also thinking of His grace.
借着文士来宣讲律法书，叫他们都要悔改，要追求圣洁。
And the scribe would read out the book of law and ask them to pursue for holiness.
所以他们听了这些律法书，听了都能明白，所以他们就感到实在亏欠神太多了，他们大家都哭了，怎么这么软弱呢？
And after listening to the book of the law, they began to understand that they were so weak, so they wept.
就想到为何得不到神的看顾，会被掳到外邦去，在那边受尽苦难，今天能够回归回来了，所以想起以前的软弱，神的降华，所以他们都哭了。
And so they were pondering how was that they being exiled to another country and being brought back here, and so therefore they cried.
因为他能够听明白所认的律法书。
Because they understand what was being taught by the law.
不过，以斯拉就劝勉他们。
And Israel came to encourage them.
不要忧愁，因为耶和华因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
使他们回来之后，大家都能够充满着喜乐，充满着盼望。So
that they can be full of joy and full of hope.
所以我们看这个以色列百姓神定这个节期，他们守节可以得到。 明白这个节期的一些意义。
And so we can see the meaning for establishing this festival for them.
那呢，我们33页课本这里有提到，这个以色列人应该守的节期一共有7样。And
they are total of 7 festivals.
从1月14号开始的逾越节。
And from the first month is the feast of Passover.
再来就是一年第二天，15号开始的一年7天的这个除酵节。
And on the 15th day, they would observe for 7 days, that would be the unleavened bread.
那除酵节的第二天，也就是正月16号，就一直都接连下去的，就是初熟节。
Then for the 16 days that they would hold this first fruits.
然后在经过五旬七七四十九天的第二次，第二日，次日，就是3月6号了，一共有50天，所以叫五旬节。And
after the 50 days, they would hold the feast of the weeks, and that would be called the Pentecost.
那这4个节期是在上半年的。And
this would be taken half of the year.
也就在早已时代，使徒时代就成全了。And
that would be fulfilled by the apostolic time.
都应验了。And
that was being fulfilled.
但是后面3个节期是下半年的。But
the latter three festivals would be held after the 6 months.
也就是从7月1号开始的吹角节。
And that would be on the 7th month, first day, the Feast of Trumpet.
7月10号的赎罪日。
And on the 7th month, on the 10th day, would be the Day of Atonement.
还有就是7月15号开始的一共7天的这个祝棚节。
And on the 15th of the 21st day of the 7th month would be the Feast of the Booths.
一共7个节期。So
there are total 7 festivals.
那后面3个节期就要成全在我们这末世晚已的真教会里面了。
And so the last three festival would have to be fulfilled by our church at the end time.
那我们现在看34页啊，啊，第一个节气这个逾越节。
Now let us turn to page 34. The first feast would be the feast of the Passover.
啊，这个逾越节啊，大概我们每次领恩会、领圣餐的时候啊，都会啊来提到的啊。
And every time we have this Holy Communion, we would mention about this festival.
其实这七个节气啊，都成全在我们的领恩布道会啊啊。这个工作里面去了啊，都成全在里面了啊。
Actually, our spiritual convocations encompass all these seven festivals.
啊，那这个逾越节是预表哈啊，逾越节被杀，这个羔羊被杀流血，就是预表主耶稣基督啊为我们舍身呐、啊，为我们。替我们而死啊！哈、
The Passover lamb is slaughtered and his blood being shed. This figure Christ sacrificed for his body.
所以当主耶稣开始出来工作的时候，施洗约翰呢、啊、就为主耶稣做见证，说：“看呐、啊，神的羔羊要除去世人的罪孽啊！”
And when John the Baptist came to work, and he said that our Lord Jesus he said, look, this is the lamb to be sacrificed.
哥林多前书第五章呢，保罗就更直接说了，逾越节被杀的羔羊，基督啊。
And in the Second Corinthians, Paul has mentioned that the sacrificial lamb is Christ.
啊，我们看这个哥林多前书五章第七节啊。
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
啊。你们既然是无效的面，应当把旧效除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督啊已经被杀献祭了啊，所以我们守这个节不可用旧效，也不可用恶毒邪恶的效。只用诚实真正的无效饼，啊啊！这里提到耶稣基督就是逾越节被杀的羔羊。
Here it tells us that our Lord Jesus was the Passover lamb.
啊，借着羔羊的血抹在以色列当时啊，他们在埃及这个门楣门框上做记号。
And with the blood of the lamb, they would then put it onto the post, the door post as a sign.
啊，那命令的天使出来，看到有羊血记号的，就把那逾越过去啊，所以叫逾越节。
And the angel of the Lord would come, and when they see this blood, they would skip over. Sorry, they would pass over. This is why it's called Passover.
啊。那本来啊，这个逾越节啊，在他们的犹太人的民历里面呢、啊，是七月的时候。
Actually, this Passover is on the seventh month of the Jewish calendar.
啊，以现在我们的阳历来讲啊，啊，就是三四月的时候。
And according to this lunar calendar, it would be on the third month or the fourth month.
但是在当时犹太人的圣历，也就是说从他们出埃及的那一个月算起啊，那一个月就算着从正月啊，出埃及那个月定为正月啊。
But at that time when they came out of Egypt, they then considered that as the first month of the year.
这个我们看出埃及记十二章啊，里面有写的更加详细啊，这个逾越节的条例写的更加详细啊。
And you can read the Exodus
啊，第一节十二章，出埃及记十二章
，Chapter 12, verse 1。
啊，
Exodus chapter 12 verse 1.
第一节,
verse 1.
第一节第二节,
and 2.
耶和华在埃及地啊，晓谕摩西亚伦说：“你们要以本业为正业，为一年之首啊。”以色列百姓出埃及之后呢，啊，车底那一夜要把它定为正业一年之首，也就是说，出埃及了，我们已经重新在一个新的开始了，在一个新的开始。 以前的埃及的日子已经过去了，都通通让它过去了。And
when the Israelite came out of Egypt, God wanted them to call that month as the first month because what being over is over, so they should begin with a new era.
我们已经离开那为奴之地了。
They have came out of the land of slavery.
已经离开那绝望死亡了。
And being out of the hopeless and death.
现在我们已经归向神了。And
now we belong to Christ.
所以应该要从头再来一个新的开始。And
so we must begin with a new beginning.
所以以出埃及那一月定为正月。So
when they came out of Egypt, that month will be come the first month of the year.
为一年之首重新在一个新的开始。
And that they would begin from that year.
这个逾越节我们在圣餐礼的时候，我们常常提到了。
This Passover is being mentioned often during our Holy Communion time.
当然就是纪念了以色列百姓 在埃及怎么样，在为奴之家怎么样，在受苦受难，在绝望的时候，神怎么样来拯救了他们。And
we remember the Israelite while they were in Egypt, they was without hope, and we know how God came to save them.
他们本来生活在埃及，没有神，没有指望的。
In Egypt, there was no hope and there was no God.
在埃及为奴400年,
they've been slaves for 400 years.
过着奴隶的生活,
and they have to live a life as a slave.
奴隶所有工作的成就都是主人的。他们一切所劳碌的都归于无有的。
And all their effort has been put, that they put into, is towards the master, all their hardship was not for themselves.
所以奴隶一生只有劳劳碌碌，他们没有自己所得的，都是主人的，他们没有毫无成就，毫无所得。So
all their life they work very hard and none of the they would have nothing for themselves.
神为了拯救他们，在埃及行了10大神迹。
And God, in order to save them, has performed 10 miracles.
也就是对埃及降了10大灾祸。
And that is, God put 10 plagues to, in Egypt.
法老才允许他们离开埃及。Only
then, Pharaoh allowed the Israelites to leave Egypt.
那最后一灾就是要灭长子之灾了，就是毁灭之灾了。
And the last plague is to destroy all their firstborn.
那天使要出来施行毁灭。Then
the angel of death came to do a duty.
在埃及地凡是头生的，牲畜是头生的，全部通通要把它杀死。Whether
a human or the animal, as long as they're born in Egypt and being first born, they will be killed.
那怎么样避免这个灭亡?
Then how would they escape this death?
神就是愤怒以色列百姓，家家户要杀羊羔，如果你没有能力，或是一只羊羔吃不完，就与隔壁的一起共同杀一只羊羔。
So God told them to, each family are to slaughter a lamb, and if they could not finish the lamb, they would have to share it with the neighbor.
所以这个, 逾越节啦, 除孝节啦, 啊, 我们要跟出埃及记12章啊, 一起看, 啊, 我们就更详细, 更明白。
So for the Passover and the unleavened bread would be read in together with chapter 12 in Exodus would be giving us a much clearer view.
是以色列百姓呢, 这个要出这个埃及的时候, 神, 他们就按照神的吩咐, 杀羊羔。
So when the Israelites about to leave Egypt, they obey the commandment of God, and so they slaughtered a lamb.
当然里面还有很多啊, 属灵的预表, 哦。
Of course, there are many spiritual teaching behind all this.
我们现在看出埃及记十二章, 我们看第二节, 我讲快一点, 哦。
Exodus chapter 12.
你们要吩咐以色列全家, 全会众, 哦, 说, 本月十日, 个人要按照 父家取羊羔一只, 啊,
What's three?
取羊羔一家一只, 啊, 这个羊羔啊, 是14日的时候, 逾越节守, 逾越节要杀的, 但是呢, 10号的时候, 就要取了羊羔来了。 啊, 那, 这个第四节, 刚才我讲过了, 啊, 我们看第五节, 啊,
And we had read
那预备的这个羊羔啊, 啊, 要, 没有残疾一岁的公羊羔啊，或是从绵羊里取，或是从山羊里取都可以，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列会众啊，把羊羔宰了啊，这个十日就要取羊羔了，留到十四日啊，要。 四日要经过检查，这四日里面呢，啊，这只羊羔都没有残疾的才可以，有残疾就不能献给，就不行了。没有残疾，一岁的啊，就是这个，好像牛仔啦，哦，这个乳鸽啦，啊，这个是羊羔啦，哎，是最嫩最好的时候啊，啊，要取这个最好的啊。
And the Israelite is to choose a one-year-old lamb without defect, and it is to be kept for 14 days until for inspections. And if it's no defects, then it can be slaughtered.
啊，经过这四天，四天就是地上的日子，就是经过考验的日子，检验的日子啊。
And on these 14 days. It has to go through, like we say, trials and able to pass the test.
那这当然预表耶稣基督是没有残疾的，无罪的，完全的，并且是最好的时候，他三十岁的时候，先生侍奉神，再来就是，And
this prefigure, and this prefigure our Lord Jesus. At his prime age, at the age of 30, he came out to serve God.
无罪的，耶稣在最强壮的时候，为我们来受死在十字架上。He
was at his prime and he was without sin, and so he.
那第七节提到，国家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上，因为当夜，那个。 当夜呢，还要吃羊羔的肉，要用火烤和无酵饼以及苦菜一同吃，不可生吃，不可用水煮，要带着头脏、头腿、五脏用火烤了吃，不可剩下一点留到早晨。若留到早晨，要用火烧了。你们吃羊羔的时候，要。 腰束，这个腰间要束带啊，这个脚上穿着鞋，手中拿着杖，赶紧的吃，因为这是耶和华的逾越节，这是逾越节里面的条例了哈。
Here are the rules for the Passover.
如果以色列人不相信神的话，不宰羊羔，门宽门美，不涂羊血做祭药，那面面的天使就进去，把长子以及一切所有投生的通通把它灭绝了。
And if the Israelite would not believe the commands of God, then they would not slaughter a lamb, and they would not have put the blood on their doorpost. Then when the angel came, the firstborn will be killed.
在今天新闻里面奉主的书的名受洗使罪得赦，对，接受耶稣宝血的洗罪得到赦免。如果你不信，不接受耶稣宝血的洗，那就要被受审判，要毁灭你了。
So in the New Testament, if you were being baptized, then you will receive the salvation grace from God. If you don't, then you will be judged by God at the end time.
要吃羊羔的肉
unleavened bread.
这预表我们这个讲献祭的时候讲过，还有呢，那个时候要吃苦菜
And here it has to eat bitter herbs as well.
就是纪念在埃及怎么样受苦
And this is to remind them how they have suffered at the time when they were in Egypt.
这跟中国人的这个过年的风俗有些类似了
And this is quite similar to the custom of the Chinese.
当然，中国人过年节有一些传说了就是为什么中国人过年节要贴红脸门楣门框要贴红脸这个跟以色列百姓出埃及的时候这个抹羊血意思是一样的
And this is similar to the customary of the Chinese during the New Year time that they would have to put a red cloth around its doorpost.
那这个羊羔的肉要用烤的。
And the lamb has to be roasted over the fire.
指着主耶稣基督为我们受苦难
And it prefigures
受苦
Our Lord Jesus being suffered for us.
那我们知道这个羊羔的肉也指着耶稣基督的这个话语我们属灵的食物神的话是经过火炼的经验的
And also the meat prefigure the words of Jesus. And these words has been put in through fire.
羊羔的肉不可生吃。
And the meat is not to be eaten raw.
我们这个读圣经听神的话我们不能生吃了也就是说没有经过了解看过算了
We cannot eat it raw. It's like when we read the Bible, we must have to ponder over it and understand it.
我们对神的话应该非常熟的熟悉的
And you must be very familiar with the words of God.
也不可这个加水吃不可吃水煮的也就是说神的话不可以再加添其他的东西进去是完全是用火烤的烤熟的
And it's not to be cooked with water or steaming because when you cook you're not to add anything to it except being burned with fire
这里提到头腿五脏通通用火烤了吃
Here it says all the parts will be roasted to be eaten
神的话要完全的领受
So we must accept the words of our Lord completely
当然这都成全在圣餐里面去了我们领受圣餐也是一样不可剩下一点留到早晨
So like during our Holy Communion when we must eat all of it and not to be left for the next day
若留到早晨就要用火烧了我们圣餐也是一样要领圣餐不能剩下留到明天早上忘记处理留到明天早上了那怎么办要用火把它烧了
here the meat are not to be left over for the next day. If it's so, then it has to be burned. This is similar to our Holy Communion time. All the bread and the cup has to be burned as well if it's to be left over the next day.
那十一节提到这个守逾越节的态度了哈。
And it tells us about the attitude of observing the Passover.
吃羊羔的时候，腰就要束着带子，啊，要束腰了哈。
That we are to tuck your cloak are to be tucked into your belt.
今天我们要以真理束腰。
Today we also must tuck the truth in our belt.
哎，啊，脚上要穿上鞋子。
And that we must put a sandal on our feet.
啊，手中拿着杖。 赶紧的吃，啊，他们一天亮就准备要出埃及了。And
we have a staff in our hand and eat it in haste because the next morning they would have to leave Egypt.
啊，当我们呢要离开这个埃及，我们应该以真理来束腰，脚上要穿着鞋子，啊，穿着鞋子，把福音当作鞋穿在脚上。And
when we leave Egypt, we too must put the truth in our belt, and we should put the sandal it, and that prefigure the gospel of peace.
哎，福音我们所传的道也要做我们行事为人的一个保护。我们敢在众人面前作见证，我是基督徒，啊，带领人来归主。那我们在这个我们的言语行为上就有一个约束力的，啊，做我们脚上的保护啊。The
gospel that we preach must be also be of our help because when we do according to what the Bible says, then people can see us and it will add us into preaching the gospel.
哦，所以这脚上穿着鞋子啊，也就是不管我们走到哪里，都把福音带到每个地方啊，福音当作鞋子穿在脚上啊。 就不管我们去到哪里，我们的脚踏到哪里，就把福音传到哪里去。Sandal
on your feet means that wherever you go, you must bring the gospel along with you, and you can preach the gospel wherever you are.
是今天啊，神带领我们来到加拿大。And
today, God has brought us to Canada.
啊。 不只是说哇，因为这里风景很好，空气很好。
And you cannot because of its beauty and its atmosphere.
啊，在这里享受人生而已。
Then you would end up enjoying life in here.
啊，一个信徒的存在为了什么？
What is the existence of a Christian for?
就是传福音。
It is to spread the gospel.
哎，所以我们不管去哪里，不要忘记了神托付在我们身上的这个职责，我们的责任。So
no matter where you go, do not forget the mission that God has entrusted upon you.
啊，所以感谢主了，啊，我们弟兄姐妹啊，啊，移居到世界各地去，哎，就把穿上福音的鞋子啊，在那边呢。 把福音传开，建立教会了啊！So
thanks the Lord that brothers and sisters, when they migrated overseas, they have brought their sandal with them, and it is likened that they have preached the gospel.
然后我们离开埃及，要走这个旷野路，要到迦南地，我们必手中要拿着杖啊，拿着杖。And
when we leave Egypt into the wilderness, heading into the land of Canaan, we must hold a staff in our hand.
哎，杖有很多功能呢。And
the staff has many purpose for it.
啊，杖帮助我们行走。The
staff will help us in our walking.
啊，杖可以啊，啊，预防这些猛兽攻击。And
staff can be used as a weapon to protect yourself.
哎，杖指着权柄。And
staff represent authority.
啊，我们要带着神的权柄。We
must bring the authority of God.
啊，就是圣灵啊。That
is the Holy Spirit.
我们要赶紧的走。We
must live in a haste.
啊，我们呢必须要勇往直前呐啊。
We must march forward.
哎。 不要单言，不要回头。
Do not delay and do not turn back.
好像罗德的妻子就是留恋这个索多玛城的那些财富。
And likened to the wife of Lot, and she pondered on the wealth that she has left behind, and she turned back.
她就是没有赶紧的走，一面走一面回头我那些金银财宝不晓得怎么样的。
And she did not leave the place in a hasty, and she kept pondering the treasure that she had left behind.
结果走到最后一个。
And consequently, she was the last one behind.
因为不听神的话，回头变成岩柱了。
And she did not listen to the words of God, and therefore she turned her head, and she became a pillar of salt.
这是非常可惜的啊。
It is so pitiful.
所以我们信徒也是一样哈，奔跑天路不要一直的想回头啊。
So this is similar to us Christian today when we tread the heavenly kingdom, we must not turn back.
去年台湾921地震的时候有些人在地震当中逃出来了。
And last year, during the time of earthquake in Taiwan, some came out of the building.
但是一逃出来之后就想到哎呀我这样没有准备赶快逃出来再想到我的那些财宝都没有拿出来又跑回去跑进去。
And at time of the earthquake, and some of the people quickly went out of the house and let on the thing of the wealth that is still in the house.
虽然大家劝他危险不要再进去了，但是为了那些财宝他舍不得跑进去了，结果就压死在里面再也出不来了。
And while he was outside, he was trying to go back in, and many people encouraged him not to do so, but however, he could not leave the treasures in the house, so he went back, but unfortunately the building collapsed on him.
我想这个我们没有办法详细讲的。
So I don't think I have time to complete this lesson.
所以我想我们把这几个意义给我们的教训我们简单讲过了哈。
And so I will quickly go through those teaching that are on this handout.
好了这个我们可以按照提出来的这些经文我们可以对照看
And these Bible verses, you can go home and cross-reference them.
好，我们说这个逾越节就成全在今天我们灵恩会的圣餐里面
And so the Passover, we can say it is likened to our Holy Communion.
是主耶稣借着守逾越节的时候就设立了这个圣餐礼。
So our Lord Jesus, at the time of the Passover, established this Holy Communion.
那圣餐礼的意义在哪里？
So, what's the real meaning of the Holy Communion?
就跟以色列百姓守逾越节一样第一就是纪念主耶稣的死。
And first is to remember the death of our Lord Jesus.
第二就是要领受主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的宝血。
And second is to eat his blood, his body and his blood.
第三就是仰望主的再临。
Third is to hope for his returning.
我们看一下哥林多前书十一章
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
主耶稣把这个23节以下把这个祝谢过的饼跟杯祝谢之后就对门徒说这是我的肉这是我的血
Verse 25. And Lord Jesus, when our Lord Jesus gave thanks, and he said that this is my blood and this is my body.
所以我们逾越节是为了要吃主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血。
So at the Holy Communion, we is to eat his body and his blood.
吃主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血有什么用？
What is the purpose for doing so?
因为福音六章五十三节以下就提到，吃主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血，末日要得到复活。
In John chapter 6, it tells us that if we eat his blood and drink his body and his blood, we will be resurrected at end time.
主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血，就有主耶稣的生命进入我们里面。
And when we take his blood and his body, we have his life in us.
领受这个圣餐，主肉主血，让我们与主耶稣的生命更密切联合，主耶稣就在我们里面，我们也在他里面。
And we partake it, we will have his life and we will have closeness with him.
那逾越节是要纪念神的救赎，那我们圣餐就是要纪念主耶稣的死。
And during the time of the Holy Communion, we have to remember the death of our Lord Jesus.
那纪念主耶稣的死做什么？
What is the purpose of this?
就是让我们再一次的更深的去感受到主是怎么样爱我们，为我们死。
It is allow us to once again ponder over the love of Christ and how he has died for us.
然后被主耶稣爱来激励着我们，让我们能够爱主更深。
And that his love has motivated us so that we love him even more.
一个感受不到主耶稣爱的人，他不会爱主，也不会去爱人的。
If a person does not feel the love of Jesus, he would not love God and he will not love man.
那我们领受圣餐呢，要领受到什么时候？一直直到主来。
So how often must we take this Holy Communion? It is until the time when our Lord Jesus comes.
所以每次领圣餐的时候，让我们就想到主耶稣要再来。
So every time we partake the Holy Communion, we think of our Lord Jesus, of his coming.
主耶稣再来。 我们的盼望就兑现了。 And
when he comes, our hope will be fulfilled.
就让我们借着圣餐里不住的想主耶稣来，这个盼望就成为我们行道的力量，我们克制得胜罪恶的一个力量。And
when we partake the Holy Communion, we will the more be motivated, will more think of this hope. And when Lord Jesus comes, our hope will be fulfilled.
是古人说，哀莫大于心死，一个一灰心丧志，已经失去盼望的人，他再也没有无能为力站起来了。If
if a person is without hope, then he has no strength to regain his life.
所以我们想到主来，我们有活泼的盼望，我们有盼望就有力量。So
when we think of the hope. Then it will motivate us to regain our strength.
那守逾越节应有的资格了。
And here are the rules to observe the feast of Passover.
就是要在有抹羊血的这个家里来吃羊肉。
And that it to be eaten in the house where it has the blood of the lamb on its door.
无酵饼跟苦菜。And
it to be eat the unleavened bread and the bitter herbs.
没有领受，没有在我们教会受洗的，他就没有资格领受圣餐。If
a person did not baptize in the true Jesus church, then he is not qualified to partake the Holy Communion.
因为这个教会如果没有耶稣宝血，就不能有宝血基要，就不能得到平安的。If
this church does not have the precious blood of Jesus, then it will not receive true peace.
还有一点特别要提到的，如果当时一些的百姓有故意推辞不守逾越节的，必要从民中剪除，要用石头打，把他打死。
And at that time, if they do not observe the Passover, then this person will be cast out from its community and to be stoned to death.
所以有时候为了以色列百姓出远门回来的时候，路途单言，没有办法守节了，那怎么办？所以神的怜悯人，所以特别定了一个第二逾越节。
And if you are far away from your home, then you perhaps have no time to rush back. And God has are merciful, so he has a second provision.
一月节是1月15号,第二一月节就2月15号,在延一个月,在这个月赶不回来的路途单元,最起码你在这一个月里面一定要能够达到。And
God provides a provision that if you cannot attend that Passover, you can observe it at the second month.
是今天信徒有时候不明白这个圣经道理，没有看重这个圣餐礼，如果按照旧约不守逾越节是要被剪除的，要被打死的。我们信徒如果故意不守这个圣餐，不来领圣餐，这个一定会得不到神喜悦的啊。 没有尊重啊，圣餐嘛，哦。
Some members do not know the teaching of the Bible, and they would not come to that look lightly on this Holy Communion. If they understand the truth, how the Israelites, if they do not attend, they would be cast out of the community and stoned to death.
是信徒如果太久没有领圣餐了，会失去啊属灵能力的。
If a person did not partake Holy Communion for a long time, he'll lose the spiritual strength. And his spiritual life will be weakened gradually.
因为我们领受圣餐是主耶稣的肉、主耶稣的血，有主耶稣的生命再次的充满在我们心里，让我们活出丰盛的生命出来。
And when we partake the Holy Communion, we take the body of Christ and His blood, and God and the Lord will be in us. Therefore, we will be having abundant life.
所以我们必须要注重圣餐礼啊。
So we must put emphasis on partaking Holy Communion.
当然，我们领受圣餐还有一些规定的啊。
Of course, there are some rules regarding partaking the Holy Communion.
因为这个我们每次灵会办圣餐的时候，我们都会提，所以我们就讲到这里就好。And
so because every time when we partake the Holy Communion, we would tell the members the rules of partaking.
我们默祷。
Let us pray in silence.